Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, May 22, 2019. Minimizing our pain, maximizing its benefits. Part 1. No one likes pain of any kind, whether it's physical, emotional, relational, or spiritual. But since pain in this world is inevitable, we need to learn how to handle it. And guess what? I have discovered 3 wonderful things about pain. Pain doesn't have to be wasted. Pain can be minimized. And there can be joy despite the presence of pain. In order for these to be realized in your life, you need to know a few things. First, pain is a result of living in a fallen, sinful world. Whether your difficulty is caused by negative circumstances, conflict with others, or inner struggles, all stem from sin, your own or others. Next, pain has a good purpose and is necessary. Did you know that if you cut the cocoon of an emerging butterfly to help it get out of its confinement, that it would not be able to fly? Without the struggle, blood would not course into the wings. The result? Wings distorted in function and beauty. In the same way, God allows us to struggle so we can become useful and beautiful like His Son. God allows or even brings pain into our lives for a good reason. God is good and can only do good. What does this good look like? Here are just some of the good things that can come out of your pain. It leads you to greater intimacy with God, causes you to seek answers, to think, reevaluate, and correct the error of any wrong thinking or actions. It shows your desperate need of God, gives you the opportunity to experience something about His character in a new and deeper way. For example, how can you truly know that God is, quote unquote, close to the brokenhearted, unless your heart has been broken? Psalm 34:18. Pain teaches you some key lesson, helps you appreciate life more, equips you to help others in their hardship, produces great rewards, provides an opportunity to bring God more glory. There are many other possible benefits that can result from life's difficulties, but they are not automatic. As it says in Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. If we want a harvest, we need to cooperate with God and let Him train us. We must yield to God so He can yield a bountiful harvest of lasting fruit through us. We don't have to waste the pain. When cancer first entered my husband's life, the Lord taught me this freeing and sustaining truth. It helped me from falling into a pit of despair. When you know something good will come out of your suffering, it is much easier to bear. But just like fruit, it'll take time to see that good harvest. Paraphrasing biblical commentator Barnes, we do not expect fruit to form and ripen all at once. It may take a long time to mature, but it will be rich and mellow when it's ripe. Like fruit, it frequently requires a long time before all the results of our affliction are apparent. Like fruit, it may at first be sour and unpalatable, but it will be at last like the ruddy peach or the golden orange. Those fruits of righteousness will make us more holy, more dead to sin and the world, and more alive to God. It will produce peace, calmness, and submission in our soul, and a quiet trust and confidence in God. So, my friends, don't waste the pain you are undergoing. Let God use it for your benefit and for His glory. Trust me. Trust him. It'll be worth it. Next time, we'll cover how you can minimize that pain.